Good afternoon, America. Good morning, Australia. You're back on Radio Tony, and this is The Soul of Business with Damien Papworth. We apologize, we're a little bit late getting live today. Some technical issues in the US, but that's the way things roll. Just a reminder that Payo is listening live online with links and messages for you, and he can provide you with the links to anything that we're talking about today. A reminder that the replays are available on Binge TV across the US and on the Tony TV channel app on all LG, Roku and Samsung smart TVs worldwide. Don't forget to jump onto RadioTony.com if you've missed any of the links that we talk about today or any of the information. You will find it under the co-host section of RadioTony.com, where Damien's information, links to his amazing Soul of Business Seeker training can be found. Now, this is the fifth of our live show series, and today Damien and I wanted to talk about community. But before we do that, just a quick intro to Damien. Damien is an entrepreneur and businessman, and he wants to change the world by changing the way that we do business. Damien's craft is business, and he's very good at it. He wants to make the world a better place, and the best way to do that is support people in business who have gifts, passion, and purpose, and want to bring their gifts, passion, and purpose to the world. So welcome back to the show, Damien. It's wonderful to have you back. We have a wonderful conversation to have today about community. And before I do that, just for those listening across the world, Australia is in a little bit of a lockdown at the moment. And so Damien and I are in Queensland, and we're in lockdown for another 4 days or so. The state next down to us, New South Wales, is in an even bigger lockdown until the end of August. And so the subject we want to talk about today is community. And the link I want to make is that community, when life is so uncertain, you know, with rolling lockdowns, vaccine shortages, the virus going on all the time, it's never more important to have community and tribe and support around you. So community and tribe are particularly important for business, and more so for anyone who's working by themselves as a solopreneur or soul, S-O-U-L-preneur. And Damien, what is community for business, and why is it important?
Certainly when we don't know what's going on, it's important just to have people to share ideas with. I mean, you mentioned that the lockdown we're in, that we're sharing at the moment, is going to finish on Sunday, but it was actually going to finish yesterday.
Yes.
And Sundays is a temporary. I know, Sundays are temporary. Yeah. This is what we think. But and we all know that, you know, lockdowns are, there's a big mental game with lockdowns. It's just a big, what are we, I mean,
agreed.
We're trapped. You know, we're trapped. It's like we're in jail kind of thing. And so do we suffer through that alone? And when I started in business, I basically knew nothing about business. I went from corporate to this thing which I just thought was a hobby that turned into a business, but I knew nothing. A little bit like now, I got no idea what's going to happen with the lockdowns. And the way I work through knowing nothing is just making mistake after mistake after mistake. It was, you know, it was like a university course in how to not do business. And through learning how not to do business, I learned how to do it. So community, I think, is really important because there are people around us who are doing exactly the same thing as far as the experience.
And we forget. Don't we? We forget that other people are at the same point.
Exactly. And they're learning exactly the same stuff from slightly different angles, maybe in slightly different times. And that means that they can share really big insights with us as we get to points based on what they've done. And also they can, you know, the whole a burden shared is a burden halved kind of thing. We can just have support. It's not, I mean, businesses can be a really, really, really lonely path. It was for me.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, luckily for me, I'm a bit of a loner anyway, so I kind of didn't mind so much. But
Oh, I know.
it's a tough path.
I know. And that's the thing too, that even for loners and people who naturally like to work alone or by themselves, Damien and I are very like in that sense. But even knowing that, you still need people around you to support you and lift you up. Otherwise, it's really, really tough. Then you add to it the changeability of the world at the moment. And I don't think the world's ever been in this situation before. And certainly businesses have never been in this situation before. This is new. So we should be learning and supporting each other in a community, shouldn't we, Damien?
No, absolutely. So it's so yeah, I think also just perspective, different perspectives and different ideas. Like one of the things I've said a couple of times is when we have when we sit down with someone and talk to them, we should always ask at the end, is there anyone I should meet? And do you have any ideas for me? You know, such two wise
Yeah.
questions. You know, so important now. It's like with uncertainty, like I don't understand. I know some businesses will be shut down with lockdowns. They have to. There's no other way
Yes.
around it.
No other way.
Then there's everyone else, and everyone else should have an option of what do I do now? And we're 18 months into coronavirus, into this pandemic.
Yeah.
We should all have risk management plans around us. Like, if this happens, this is
Yeah.
what I do. And it's like getting a, I
Yes.
remember, one, I remember I had a, my, one of my first cars was a really old, it was a Jeep Renegade, it was a CJ7 model, it's 1978. Just a fun car for a young man. You know, you could take all of the roof off and the doors off and the window
Yes.
strapped down, and it was just really cool, a lot of fun. I remember I used to leave my doors in friends' houses in their living room kind of thing and pick them up a week later. So anyway, but I remember I got a high lift jack, you know, because of
Yeah.
doing four-wheel driving. So I got one of those big jacks that you can jack it out of
Yes.
issues. And you know, I was just speaking to the guy, the mechanic I bought it off, and he goes, yeah, it's such a wise investment for this type of car. You spend all the money buying it, hope you never have to use it though. And that's a
Yes.
risk management plan. You know, we have to put them in
Yeah.
place. We spend the time putting them in place and hope we never use them. But what we can do, bringing this back to community, is we probably don't know what to do. You know, when we shut down, we probably haven't actually
Yeah.
thought, what do I do now? And we've probably got aversion to doing. Like some of the things I've heard, I don't want to go online because everyone's doing it. Or I don't want to do Zoom meetings because every single thing I'm doing is a Zoom meeting. These things get in our mind. We need community to
Yeah.
lift past that kind of thing and to give us better ideas and to
Yeah.
keep us on the straight and narrow
Yes.
and to lift us when we're feeling that kind of thing. So,
Yeah.
but we should all have risk management plans in place for this type of thing now. We should know if I get locked down again, this is what I have to do. And this is
This
how
is
my
what
business
happens.
survives.
Yeah.
And these are the people I draw around me, and this is how we do that, and so forth. So it's really important.
Damien, it's a little bit about mindset too, isn't it? Because if you take the thought that, oh my God, everyone's going to be online, so I'm not going to go online. You actually need to think about that thought and go, well, that's the only alternative I've got, and that's okay for this period of time because it's not going to be forever. Like, lockdowns are not going to last forever. This virus will eventually run its course, so to speak, but we have to, for this time, we have to work out what works. And part of community is going to the other people in the community and the other businesses. What are you guys doing? How are you managing? Are you going online? Are you using Zoom? What else is out there? Those sorts of conversations are pretty helpful, aren't they, Damien?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two parts of this, because I think it's really important that we lead also in our communities. But the
Yeah.
first part is when we've got
Yeah.
these things going on in our mind, and this is part of that whole imposter syndrome. This is a different style of imposter syndrome. It's like I don't want to do
Yeah.
it. It's not imposter necessarily, but it's still that talk that shouldn't be there. And we just have to go
It's a
back to service.
struggle.
Yeah, but we just go back to service. It's like, well, if I
Yeah.
don't go online, how do my people reach me? How do I serve?
No.
And you can't, so you have to go online. So always bring stuff back to service, and that's that's how we can sort of support others in our community too. If we've made that mental shift, this is what we should be saying to others. Let's just go back to service. How are you going to reach your people if they can't come to you? How do you do that? So let's go online. And what we also find when we actually do this, this is part of the beauty of risk management, is we find answers to things which can become amazing new things that we offer. So maybe a series of online, maybe a series of online training we did to keep in touch with our clients, or online sessions, or online, yoga practices. That becomes an online course that people can access.
We've seen a lot of that during this time, as people that particularly around yoga and exercise, they've taken their face-to-face and in-person programs online and discovered a whole new community and a whole new way of life. I know one of my business friends, she does huge retreats and gets lots of people together, and she would travel overseas and do these huge retreats. Rather, she's taken them all online, and that's all she does now, and discovered a whole new business. She helps more people now than she ever did before because she's online. So that's another way of thinking about it. She's developed this bigger worldwide community that's come out of this time. So it is an opportunity as well, isn't it?
Massive. Like, this is one of the things that we, when we enter these sort of times with a real sense of curiosity, let's try it and see what happens. It's just amazing that you see what comes on the other side. I mean, my biggest, most amazing things I've created in business have typically been born, they've been the phoenix rising out of the ashes, pretty much. So, so really, really important that we try to move past what's going on in our minds to find these opportunities, but do it through service. You can just start, how am I going to serve? How am I going to serve? Yeah. And all the answers come, and all these opportunities come from that. But that's in reaching sort of our tribe, but it's really important to connect with people that are your support network at this time and keep them close and them around you, because that's what helps you move through this.
There's a real power in that connection to your smaller community, those people that you trust and rely on. I had a conversation yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about different ways to shift the business and different things that this person wanted to do. And I just said to her, have you thought about X, Y, Z? And she looked at me and went, oh, my God. No, I haven't. And that's, I'm not in or do what this person does. What she does is amazingly unique and beautiful. And she goes, that's the answer, Tony. And I'm like, oh my God. And if we hadn't taken the time to connect and just have a conversation about what was going on and what was happening in her business and thinking about the things that she wants to do, that people are a great source of inspiration and ideas, but you have to be able to connect with them and talk to them and talk things through. That happens in community and in tribe. Damien, the other part of the soul of business and thinking about community is that idea of group mentorship and focus groups. How do they fit in with the soul of business framework?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things we've done with Solid Business is we've got a Facebook community, and that's people that are going through the coursework. That's not open to the public. It's just people that have gone through the training or going to the training together. It's really, really important that we come together. We're actually a really tight-knit group. It's really amazing on
engagement
we get in the group, and obviously you're part of it. And, with our lockdowns, we're trying to plan a lockdown lunch on Friday. I think probably 60%, 70% of our group now are in lockdown. So we're just trying to get together and just keep everyone positive and that kind of thing. But, the whole idea of going through this business training journey, which is a journey, it's a journey of learning and expansion and becoming wise in business and that type of thing, is it's something we can do together or something we can do alone. And the whole idea about bringing everyone together in community is that we can share what's going on. And everyone in the group or in the community, the guys tend to really focus on different things. Like some people focus on the time element, some people focus on the money element, some people focus on the mindset element at different times, and there are different breakthroughs. And once we have a breakthrough, what we do is we'll go and do the next thing, and we struggle with that, but someone else has already done that. Yeah. So we can share these wins and we can share this journey. And, you know, obviously us coming together in community through that sharing, we shorten the distance from point A to point B in our business journey, which is really important. But also from feedback with everyone's feedback in community, I can actually see where there are community gaps, and I can do extra training in the community, which is amazing too. So, you know, we do once a month, we'll do an extra training session. And once a month, we'll do a group mastermind session, which is really cool, where we like a structured mastermind where we all come together with one challenge that we're having at the moment, and then we use our tribal wisdom to help
talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it. And everyone shares either experiences or opinions, and we use our tribal wisdom to get to the bottom of it. Then we have a real focus session once a month too, where we spend, you know, an hour getting stuff done, but not let's go get a client. Let's just work properly on the business. So we've got a bunch of...
I was going to say, Damien, those focus groups are a really powerful component of community, because we're all together at the same time, and we're all focused on whatever particular thing we've allocated to that hour or so. We all do it together, and it like creates an energy, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's that, you know, the, what do you call it, when everyone's getting together praying at the same time, you know, you've got that whole that lifting of of intention.
That's what I was trying to...
Community intention pretty much, but... Also, it creates momentum because, you know, quite often when we do coursework or we do training, we go back and we've got the life that we're living and the business that we're running. We don't actually get to get this stuff done, so we fall behind. Whereas we've got this session that's locked into our calendars once a month where we actually get to do stuff, and all we have to do to get it done is honor that moment, knowing that we're all going to come together in that moment. Then we honor that time, and then things get done, and that's how you build momentum, because we just got stuff done.
Yeah. And it's also in that group setting, there's a bit of accountability. So you're all there together. You all know that you're there for a certain time to do a certain thing. And there's besides the energy and momentum that it creates, there's an accountability. Everyone is doing this at the same time. There's something really important about that too, Damien.
Yeah, so at the start of these sessions, I mean, we're only focusing on these get it done sessions that we do. But at the start, everyone has to come with an intention. This is what I'm going to do. This is what my goal is. And at the end, how did we go? And we either finished it, which is great. We got so far in, but there's still a gap, which is great. That's fine too. It doesn't matter. It's just coming back and giving feedback on where we're at. And maybe if that's the case, I'll ask, what's the next step? And the next step can be I'll finish it tomorrow, or the next step can be I'm going to have to wait till the next time we get together next month, which is final. So there's no right or wrong answer. It's just intention, outcome, and how did we go? But doing it all together. So everyone gets a turn. We do it all together. It's a really amazing session.
It is having participated in those sessions, they are really helpful for me, and I'm sure they're incredibly helpful for everyone else in the community. Damien, I wanted to talk to you today about how partnerships fit into community from your perspective.
Yeah, okay. So I guess one of the things which is important is to understand the difference between community and tribe, I think. So, you know, in our sort of in the language of business that we talk about in the soul of business, there is a separation. And, you know, the community that we talk about is us coming together as business leaders, as business owners, as entrepreneurs or solopreneurs. We're a community where we can leverage off our wisdom and our lessons and what we're learning. Each of us has a tribe, a separate tribe, and a tribe of the people we serve, you know, the people that we try to draw to us so we can improve their lives. So quite often, you know, in our community, there's one or two or three or five of us that have overlapping tribe. So we possibly know a small number of people that we've served the same people. You know, and if you think about two big circles, there's that bit in the middle where we sort of share people already.
That's the crossover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that crossover there is where my two plus maybe your two, Tony, actually gives us a five or a six result because we've both helped someone with the same thing. And, you know, the sum is more than the parts. I can't remember. No, the total is more than the sum of the parts. That's the saying, isn't it? So
that's it.
But when those opportunities or when that's happening, if we get together more formally, all of a sudden that small bit in the middle, mm-hmm. we can share tribes and, you know, we can have almost full overlap where we can have the total more than the sum of the parts for a whole big number of people. So we serve much better because we're getting a six result rather than a 2-2 result or a 2-0 result. Yeah. But also as far as our businesses are concerned, much better because where I had this before, I'm now being exposed to this other person's over here. So my business momentum increases and, you know, I'm serving more and I'm impacting more. And that's been reflected back to me with more resources coming back and greater abundance. Mm. So one of the things we do in our community, the solar business, is try to recognize where those opportunities exist and then come together and move through those opportunities. And really try to exploit is not a great word. It's a business word. It's not a solar business word, but try to exploit those opportunities to just serve more people and to, you know, impact more people, but also have the better results in our business. So given that we are a community and we're all sort of focusing with the same passions and from the same heart space, you know, it's amazing the opportunities that exist in those sort of connections.
Absolutely. And Damien, how do partnerships fit into that solar business framework in terms of community?
Yeah, so I think so what we do is we've got within our community there is we can just converse. We can just say, look, I'm looking for someone who can help with this. And in the group, Facebook group, and someone can say, yeah, that's me, let's have a chat. So that's fine. We've also got a web form where if people are specifically looking for someone, they can fill in that and we can try to do introductions, that kind of stuff. But no one's really using that so far because we are very tight within the capsule of the Facebook group. So everyone's just, you know, asking and getting and receiving.
Yeah. Damien, in terms of the greater idea or the bigger idea of partnerships in business, they're really important, aren't they? It's really a way to accelerate and grow your business, to have partnerships of some description that help you. I know that I've got a few that I, for instance, refer to. We refer to each other. Our partnership is based on a referral pattern. What are some of the other partnerships that you've discovered that work for you in business?
So I think as far as partnerships are concerned in a general sense, I honestly think if people did partnerships right, if we all did partnerships right, we probably wouldn't need much else in business. We certainly wouldn't need any other marketing. We wouldn't need marketing. We wouldn't need a lot of the structural support if we did partnerships right. So, I mean, a great example of partnership that I fostered over the years was with my lawyer. I know we all sort of laugh about dealing with lawyers and that kind of stuff, but I had a great partnership. Yeah. I met him at a B&I like probably 10 years ago. Yeah. And we just did the B&I thing. We both left that B&I at different times. And, you know, he used me for some marketing. I used him for some legal support. We started catching up once a fortnight, having lunch once a fortnight. That progressed to, so that was really cool. You know, that progressed to, we did a joint venture thing where, not a joint venture, we did a cross promotion, I guess. You know, getting for a digital agency to get a legal contract probably cost them $3,000. And what I asked Ian is, I would like a contract as part of my marketing. Can he give me one for free? Yeah. And he goes, sure.
Yes.
And I said, well, I'm going to sell it for $47, but every person I sell it to, I'll give you the contact and they can be one of your clients. So we'll co-market this. I'll do the marketing and we'll share the clients. Like we'll just, whatever comes of it, you get the contact and I'll prepare some emails for you to get in touch and introduce yourself. I'll get the contact too and I introduce myself. So we did that together and, you know, that works. That's still going. Yeah. It's working quite well. We've got every month we get 3 or 4 or 5 potential clients out of this thing we did years ago. And then, you know, we kept seeing what's the next thing that we can do and what's the next thing that we can do. And, you know, Ian now owns shares in my company and sits on the board. So I've got
cool.
But why? It's because we met at a BNI 10 years ago and we decided to foster a relationship and that's it.
Yeah. It comes back to relationships, doesn't it, Damien?
Yeah, absolutely. And just being open to, you know, bringing this into our lives and recognizing that people can create and add value and I can give back and there's a circle of, you know, of value and energy that you don't know where these partnerships go.
I know. I actually feel the same way about my accountant, strangely enough. And we share that Damien and I actually share the same accountant, so he knows what I'm talking about when I talk about this person. Just not only a beautiful soul, but incredible advice and values. And I happily refer people to her all the time, and she does the same for me. So those partnerships are really special in terms of thinking about the community and support around you. The other topic that we wanted to tackle today, moving off community, tribe, and partnerships, was that of legacy. And it's quite a big subject in its own right, but I think it's really important that we talk about. Damien, what is legacy?
Yeah, sure. Just before we do, though, Tony, round off the community side of things. So what we do with Solar Business too is there's two ways that you can learn with us. And one is the do-it-yourself way, the type of way you like to learn with the coursework, where you can just register online and you can just go through the course.
And do it.
And the other one is we do group mentorships where we get a group of 20 people together and we can go through the coursework together. And that what that'll include is exactly the same coursework as do-it-yourself, except as a group we'll get together at the end of each week and just, are there any questions, whatever you learn, that kind of stuff. So those two opportunities exist. But legacy, yes, legacy is why I'm here at the Soul of Business, I guess. So what's legacy? And, you know, I think one of the saddest things and the most tragic things, I think, with people that have a real passion, a real gift to give to the world, is that we sit in what we're doing today and then at some point we retire or we die and there's nothing left. You know, what we've done, the people we impacted, we're impacted while we're here and then there's nothing left behind and it's all finished. And what legacy, I think, is to think a little bit beyond who we are in this moment. Like if we're doing massage, just think a little bit beyond me, just, you know, hands on a body needing through those knots in someone's back today, and think about what I've got is special and what I've got is, you know, what's going to be left behind. Because if what we have, if this is really our purpose work, it should be bigger than us. You know, if we're here to leave a mark, it's got to be bigger than us. And that's the whole point with the Soul of Business, I think, is to make what we do have an enduring impact on the world beyond who we are today.
That's part of your very own legacy, isn't it, Damien, that you want to make sure that the things that you've learnt, the wisdom you've gained, the hard yards you've had to walk in business are all embedded in the coursework of the Soul of Business. So when you pass, this training still goes on and still lives on and still helps people. And part of that legacy idea is that it's something you can leave to your children and grandchildren. And by creating online coursework, it's not going to go it's not going to leave. Once it's done and in existence, it's there forever, isn't it?
Yeah, so for me, the legacy I want to leave behind isn't so much in the coursework. That's part of it, so that can continue. But the legacy that I want to leave behind, I see in you, and in our community. I want to see when I see, the solar business community, when the ideas start to drop, I can actually leave something behind. Let's make this big, so it can.
Yes.
That's the change in the world that I want to see. So I'm sort of like maybe a channel of wisdom so that the world can change through other
Yes.
people. The legacy that I want to, I don't want to be. Famous person. I want to be the person in the background feeling behind me that I was part of this kind of thing. So that's legacy for me. But absolutely, when this is on, when I leave and it's my time to go, the coursework will be online. I'll definitely have by then, I'll have other mentors in the group who can carry on the work within the structure. It won't disappear because I disappear. So I'll have legacy in what I've created, but the thing that I really want to see is legacy in what everyone else is creating.
So for you, the legacy is twofold. It's not just your own legacy, but it's other people's legacy as well.
That's it. That's the most important one for me, is what everyone else is leaving behind.
Damien, is part of legacy, is it about actually telling the stories and writing down the things that you've learned, the processes that sit behind what you've learned? Because the reason I ask is last night we were talking on a business meeting about processes and making sure you write down, this is how I do this, this is how I do that. Is part of legacy actually about preparing a business in case you get sick, in case you want to go stay in Europe for 6 months? Is part of legacy about creating that stuff as well?
100%. So basically, what the legacy is, how does this thing exist without me?
Yes.
And so it's interesting though, because we're talking a little bit earlier about risk management. That's part of risk management also. How does this thing work without me? Because you could be sick for 3 months. Anytime. Anytime you can be sick for 3 months. And will it still be here when I get back? And the answer to that is, can someone pick up this work and look after my clients for 3 months? You can clean up the other mess that's left behind, but if someone can serve my clients for 3 months, I've got legacy I can leave behind. But I've also got like an area of safety that I can sit in, knowing that if something happens for 3 months, it's going to be here when I get back. So yeah, processes is the only way to do that. Creating process and creating that framework of how we do stuff is the only way to do that. So that's an important element in the training on how to do that properly. But to be honest, processes is an important part of us doing business properly anyway, because we don't business doing business successfully is about creating an experience which is replicatable. It's about setting an expectation that when someone walks in the door, this is how they're going to walk out feeling like.
Away.
Now, if we massively exceed this expectation through inspiration, whatever, this week, then next week the same person comes back and gets what they should have got, they're going to be disappointed because their expectations shifted. So that's not business. That's like art, maybe. Maybe that's the peak performance. It's the opera kind of thing, and where the artist goes back sad because he knows he can never replicate that again. So we don't want that in business. We want people to know what they're getting, and each time they come to us, they get that same feeling back, and that's why they keep coming back, because they know that's what they're going to get. But we can only do that when we process what we're doing too. It's a very important part of legacy.
Damien, I was just going to say one of my favorite parts of the Soul of Business seeker training is the bit where we work on purpose promises. I love that terminology. In traditional business or the traditional world, a purpose promise is sort of the equivalent of a role description
Yeah, job
or a
description.
code of conduct,
Yeah.
a job description. But a purpose promise actually brings so much more to your business when it's done correctly. And that's something that I've particularly learned from the Soul of Business. Damien, can you quickly just run us through the elements of a purpose promise? Because I think that's a wonderful connection to legacy, because you will leave behind that idea that this is a different way of doing business and treating people. And a purpose promise about a particular role is a beautiful way to do it.
Yeah, so the purpose promise is really the foundation of the. Well, they work together with processes. So the processes is what we
Yes.
do, the steps we go through, and the problem with that is we can do things and still not achieve anything. And I always use the
Yeah.
concept of my kids cleaning the kitchen. They say, "Dad, finish
Yes.
cleaning the kitchen," and I go back and have a look, and it's a pigsty. I'm like, "Kids, what are you talking about? It's not clean." And my son ticked the three boxes. My youngest daughter did her one box, and my oldest daughter did a couple of boxes, and they all did all these things, but it's still a pigsty because the outcome wasn't achieved. So
Yes.
that the purpose is also processes in the context of a business and leaving legacy is the checklist that we need to do to get something done.
Yeah.
The purpose promise, the reason why I use the word purpose promise is because when we sit in purpose, there's a promise that we're giving to the world. And the promise isn't ticking off those check boxes on that list. The promise is the outcome.
Yes.
So, and the outcome sits in our vision, what the purpose of what we're doing is. That's where the outcome sits. So the purpose promise, the way it works is we start with what's the vision of this role? What's the vision? What's the
Yes.
purpose? What is this thing here for? What is this team member here for? Or what is this business here for? What am I here for? So we start with what's the
Yes.
purpose of this specific thing?
Start at the
And
top. Yeah.
start at the top with a purpose vision, and that's super important for where we start with the business also, because that's the whole capsule that
Yes,
contains
it
everything.
is.
Everything should fit in alignment with that business as a capsule. So what's the purpose of that? Then we look at 5 to 8 outcomes we're looking for. And these are the things that if these outcomes are achieved, we've met the expectations of our purpose. We've had the impact that we need because we've achieved these outcomes. So it's very outcome-based and it's not task-based at all. And then the third section is what's the essence of what we're doing? And the essence is about
Yes.
how we make people feel pretty much. Sometimes there's qualification
Yes.
based. We've got an accountant who's going to help with us. There's
Yes.
probably going to be part of the essence is that they have a certain qualification so they can do the accounting work right. But also part of the essence is that, we treat everyone with respect, as far as, being socially aware and personally aware of how we're
Yeah.
treating other people. That's an important part of it. But also important part of it is
Yeah.
making sure that we get things done and understand that when we don't get things done, what's the impact of that to the person that we didn't get it done for? So this all comes
Yeah.
together and we don't talk about tasks at all, but we do talk about the why we're doing stuff and the how we're doing it. And then the processes sit within that and this is what we do. But the purpose and
Damien,
the
what
outcome
happened?
override the
Sorry.
purpose. Yeah, so the outcomes and the purpose override the processes. If we go through the processes and the job's not done, we're responsible to get the job done.
Yeah. When you implemented, I remember you talking to me about when you implemented purpose promises into your business, what sort
Yeah.
of change that made? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So with my executive, I guess a year and a half ago or so, I'd have a meeting with them. So I've got head of operations Pakistan, head operations South Africa, head of customer service, and then we come together as a senior management team. So I'd have one meeting a week. Oh, sorry,
Yes.
one meeting a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, And we have a head of marketing meeting too, where all the marketing heads come together. So
Yes.
before I implemented this, each of these meetings was at 60 to 90 minutes. And it was a grind, and it was just getting stuff done. And when we implemented this, like at the moment, literally they're 5-minute meetings. Every single meeting's 5 minutes. Everyone knows what they need to do. Everyone knows what outcomes they need to achieve. Everyone feels empowered to achieve the outcomes and get it done. You know, responsible, self-responsibility. Mm-hmm. All our meetings are is, Stephen, do you need some help? What help do you need from me? And that's it. Like everything's in place. Everything's getting done. It's just, it's an amazing environment to work in. Where rather than directing and managing, I'm just asking what support you need. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that having that process in place, Damien, not only enables you to step away from the business a little bit, but it also makes it very clear your expectations of the other team members, and they know what outcome they have to deliver and how they do that. So that is that why it shortens the time frame for the meetings?
I don't think that they know my expectations is the right way of saying it. I think what happens is they recognize the expectations of themselves. They recognize where they need to where they need to go to, and they own it. They literally own self empowered expectation pretty much, and that's the main reason. So, and that's why there's just no problems in the business anymore. There's just no challenges. Yes. It's just people, like when challenges come up, it's people solving them. And that's why, you know, it's not so much the length of the meeting that is the biggest change. It's the style of the meetings. It's gone from, we need to do this, why isn't this done? You know, what's going on over there, here, to how can I support?
Yeah.
I don't prescribe anymore. I just offer support.
Yeah. And did you find the team got much more satisfaction out of their, did it change the energy within the team?
Yeah, so we did a rebrand about 12 months ago, 12 months ago. And when we did the initial, it was really cool when we did the initial interviews with a whole bunch of people through the business, every single person said, in my business, in our business, but the language of that business is everyone owns it. You know, no one owns it share wise. No one owns the equity, but everyone talks about it as if it was their business. So it was really, really cool to have recognized that when we're going through all the interview footage. So definitely.
Yeah. In talking about your team, and we've talked about the purpose, promise / role description, and just going on a little bit further on that, do they have KPIs, performance management, and how do you discuss that within your business?
So that's in the outcome section of the purpose promise. Really, really clear. Yeah. Really specifically, these are the outcomes. And, you know, with my executive, we have the once a week we'll have the executive meeting, which is Thursday afternoons, and each one of those meetings are a little bit longer than the other 5-minute meetings, but they're very, very structured around the company goals, corporate goals, and how it's filtering through. So it's mine tomorrow. I've got to lead mine tomorrow, which is all about the end of month results.
Yes.
The following week, Stephen, who's head of South Africa, he goes through, you know, how we're like product by product, how the margins are working there to make sure that we're on top of any unexpected variations. Then we have a customer experience manager who goes through that in the following week. And that's all about how we use Net Promoter Score to manage customer experience. So we go through all the variations there, client attrition and retention, all that kind of stuff. And then the fourth Thursday of the week, we go through key clients, our key accounts. And just, you know, raise if there are any things that we need to be aware of with our key accounts. So and that all feeds back to the Globatel as its own entity, purpose promise. So we just make sure our tracking is aligned with, you know, the outcomes of that purpose promise there.
Yeah. And you'll follow the same process through Soul of Business? Because Soul of Business is actually a new business, essentially, a new arm of what Damien Papworth does, and you'll do the same process for that. Will you change it in any way, do you think?
No, just language. Like the actual process, 100%. I wouldn't do another business. In fact, I'm involved in other people's businesses too, and exactly the same. We do exactly the same, but you know, in Globatel, we call it a position scorecard. Makes more sense to the team. But absolutely, I would not do a business doing the old way of position descriptions.
Yeah. It's a wonderful change, that terminology, and that swap within the Soul of Business. Now, just quickly before we run out of time again, I want to talk to the audience about what's next. So we've been predominantly talking about the Soul of Business speaker training, which is the first level of training for businesses. Can we quickly talk about what's next?
Yeah, sure. So I think, look, obviously, if you're starting a solopreneurship or a passion project that you want to create into a business, I can't teach you to create this amazing thing that you're going to leave to the next generation with, you know, within 18 weeks. You know, it's impossible. You know,
that's right.
What we're doing now is getting some really good fundamentals in place so that you can create a business that's going to run really well and going to support you and your family, and hopefully it'll take you to a full-time position so you don't have to support yourself with a second job and all that kind of stuff. So the journey of business is bigger than that. Obviously, you're not going to have after that sort of initial training, you're not going to have a healing temple where you're employing 100 people and having retreats and all that kind of stuff. It's more of a complex game to get there. So I really, really recognize that this is a journey too. So the idea for me is that, Soul of Business becomes a bigger journey for everyone. So the seeker level, think about the word seeker. We're seeking purpose. Mm-hmm. We want to seek a way into making our passion project into our life work kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what I want to see is I want to see a life journey for business within the Soul of Business. And I see 7 levels of ascension in this model. And I'm working at the moment on the second level. So the seeker is already done, and the second level is going to be the initiate. So seeker, you've found, let's initiate ourselves into business then. So the second level will be initiate, and that'll be 100% online also. And then we've got Pathfinder after that. And by the time everyone's in the Pathfinder section of the business, I'd expect everyone to be in 6-figure businesses. So fully supported, probably got staff members and, business is just working and it's growing really well. And once we get into the sort of the 6 figures, there's a whole new range of challenges that we face and new skills we need to learn. So
and
after
you've got
that,
to be a different person.
Absolutely. You've got to change.
You've got to be a different person on that journey. Yes.
We've all got to grow. But that's the fun thing about business is we do get the opportunity to grow. So,
definitely.
So after that, I've got the next levels will be Pilgrim, Adept, Enlightened, and Master. So that's when things get really interesting. You know, that's what I think where things will get. We can do a lot of different stuff and, bring people together to mastermind big pieces. One of the things everyone talks about is I want to have a healing temple. So bring this back to community that we're creating in the solar business too. If I'm earning $2,000-$3,000 a month doing this thing 2 days a week, but I had this dream to open a healing temple. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
Even thinking about it puts me into overwhelm. But in the solar community, in the solar business community, all of a sudden there's 3 or 4 people with the same dream and we're at, an adept level of business training. And all of a sudden we can bring in property coaches and finance coaches and, have this amazing mastermind where we all come together and we map out and make this thing happen. Because we're already in community, we're already sharing, we have the opportunity with resources to bring these people together, and all of a sudden we have a healing temple and we've got 3 or 4 people that are now fully invested in their dream that 2 years ago put us into overwhelm, but now it's a real thing. So
and that comes back to that that journey and that community. And if you take people in that community on that journey, then you will get to that mastery level together with those people and be able to achieve amazing things. Hey.
Absolutely. That's when we create things that are way bigger than us, way bigger than we ever dreamed.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's all right to have that vision when you're at the seeker level. It's okay to be thinking of those things, but it's the you have to go through a journey. You have to learn. You have to develop. You can't overnight be a solopreneur with a part-time business and immediately go to that six-figure level in a short space of time. It takes time and it takes journey and it takes learning, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. So we quite often, one of the mistakes we can make is we look at someone who is living our dream already and,
yes,
you know, we can think, I wish I was like them. Why aren't I like them? And we can feel depressed or we can feel jaded or we can even start feeling resentful of their success. But we can't be there because we haven't learnt the lessons that they learnt 5 years ago. So we have to come back and always learn the lessons that we're supposed to learn now, which we forget about. We don't see that when other people that are living the life that we're dreaming of.
Yeah. 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 In talking about those lessons, Damien, did you catalogued or wrote a lot about those lessons, haven't you? So that you don't forget, so that you can use that as a wisdom and impart that to the community. Yeah.
So absolutely. But I'm not bringing a whole lot of resources from my successful business into the solo business and just going, bang, here's
that's
like
right,
10,000 a month,
yes,
in Facebook ads. I'm going through it again. Like, yes, I'm deliberately, and I'm enjoying the journey again.
Going
I'm just
through
it. As if I had no resources, and I'm coming to people,
yes,
doing partnerships. I'm just doing all that stuff again so,
yes,
I can remember and enjoy and also impart relearning. The new wisdoms I'm learning from redoing it is really,
yeah,
it's going straight back into the training and back into the community and all that kind of stuff also.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Damien, we are just about out of time. Thank you so much for joining the show again this morning. The Soul of Business is amazing online training. I can't tell people listening or the audience enough how helpful this training is, even for someone who's been in business. You know, I haven't been in this business for very long, so the information learning that I'm getting from doing the Soul of Business Seeker training is fantastic. It's so helpful on so many levels, and I actually am looking forward to the next level of training, because it just the way that Damien set out the Soul of Business training is a game changer from a business perspective. It makes sense to me. It makes much more sense to me. It from a spiritual and soul perspective, it's just a better way to do business. So Damien and I will be back next week on the Soul of Business. Damien, thank you so much for your time again today and for sharing your wisdom. I encourage people to jump onto the soulofbusiness.academy and check out Damien's training. Even if you're 5 years down the track in your business, you will get wonderful nuggets of wisdom from this training and from Damien's knowledge. It's fantastic. Jump on. Damien, thank you so much. We will see you next week. And that, my friends, is our lot for now. Bye.
See ya.